This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The job market is strong and sticking to it. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news: unemployment in America stayed very low and is steady. A parallel survey of payrolls finds 390,000 people were hired in May. That is stronger than expected. Let's go right to Christopher Lowe. He's the chief economist at FHN Financial. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
You look at this and you think it might actually be stronger than the headline figure indicates.
Well, that's right. We've heard from some of the biggest retailers that they have too many people on payrolls in the first quarter, that they were going to make adjustments. So we're looking at this 390,000 payroll gain, and in the middle of the table is retailers laying off 61,000. That is, I think, a one-off. So a good way to think about it is that we were really closer to about 450,000 this month.
All right. So great, right? If you're like all of us who want good jobs and better jobs, maybe some higher pay, although it's not keeping pace with inflation if you look at this data. But if you're central bankers, especially worried about inflation, they're looking for a different outcome.
Well, that's right. You know, the Fed's made it absolutely clear what they'd like to do is tighten until job growth is roughly in line with trend growth in the labor force. And that means slowing these job gains to 100, 150,000 a month. We obviously have a long way to go there.
That's economist Christopher Lowe at FHN Financial. Always good to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you, David.
With U.S. interest rates up, dollar-denominated investments become more attractive, right? That drives up the dollar, with a euro costing just $1.07 today. It's nice for U.S. travelers, but a nightmare for U.S. companies trying to sell abroad because it makes U.S. products seem more expensive. Microsoft is blaming the high dollar in part for its bleak forecast. The stock is down 1.5% now. And here's a number, $1.2 billion. That's the net worth now of LeBron James, as calculated by Forbes magazine. That makes Mr. James the first active NBA player to become a billionaire. A check of the Marketplace Economic Pulse today, this time for the countries of the world. Let's bring in Ray Dalio, founder and co-chief investment officer of Bridgewater Associates, the largest hedge fund on earth. He's out with a new way to rank the relative power of countries using 18 factors, including how indebted they are, how's education doing, how polarized or united they are internally, these countries. Measures of health, Dalio calls them. Top of the country power score is the U.S., but there are signs that perch is crumbling. China's at number two on firmer footing. The Eurozone is three. Mr. Dalio, hey.
Hey there.
So by this ranking, U.S. most powerful, China number two, not shocking, but you see the U.S. in gradual decline and China on the rise.
Well, these are just, as I say, measures of health. And So if you look at things like where are we in our educational ratings in the rest of the world? Where is our infrastructure? Where are we in levels, our financial conditions, levels of indebtedness and money printing? What is our level of internal conflict? Those kinds of measures, you can see that there has been a deterioration. We are not the same as where we were, let's say, when my life started and the new world order began. World order began 1945. Then the United States had 80% of the world's money because gold was money then. It was half the world's GDP. And so you could see in China's case, per capita income has increased by 26 times. Life expectancy has increased by 10 years. And yes, that's a reality.
And you can see U.S. would get demerits for the political polarization that we have in this country. Education at the lower levels is not going in the right direction. On the other hand, we have one of the greatest higher ed systems in the world, although it puts people in debt.
Right. And the indices give all those measures in an objective way, because I think we get attached to images, self-images, and so on. And we may not have that feedback.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the top 10 in descending order, USA, China, Eurozone, Germany, Japan, South Korea, India, UK, France, and Russia at number 10 in the world. Is Russia likely to maybe fall out of the top 10 given economic sanctions and everything else right now?
This is one of the really big questions. Russia is very strong in military, and it's very strong in natural resources. But it has problems, and the picture shows corruption. It has other those problems. And the real big question now is, to what extent will those sanctions and the war have a big impact on Russia? Because if it has a 10 or 15% contraction in GDP, it'll, of course, weaken Russia, but it won't probably change the path of Russia. And so we're really at a question mark about how big that impact will be.
Ray Dalio, founder and co-chief investment officer at Bridgewater Associates, with his Country Power Score Index. His latest book is Principles for Dealing with the Changing World Order, Why Nations Succeed and Fail. Ray, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
Dalio and team also produced a 43-minute animated video that explores his principles for dealing with a changing world order. Who'd watch that, you say? Well, it got 14,200,000 downloads since March. You can find a link at marketplace.org, where you can also stream the rest of my conversation, where the billionaire says stagflation three times when I ask about maybe a recession next year. That part was on the air today, but in case you miss it, you could stream it that way. Our digital producer is Redmond Caralipio. Our engineers, Jay Siebold and Jessen Dooler. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.